Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, here's this headline. A Florida man bashed a woman's head into a tree stump because she woke him up on her way to the bathroom. They were camping, which is pretending to be homeless. I'm not kidding. Look, I love the outdoors. I love it if you love to camp. I don't, but I love being outdoors. I'm going to go back to my hotel room. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I also love campfires. But this is not about me. Okay, it's about this guy. He was arrested after he allegedly bashed a woman's head into a tree stump because she woke him up on the way to the bathroom. Marion County Sheriff's Office said that Eric Barr was arrested and charged with domestic aggravated battery after the incident that unfolded Friday at the Silver Springs Skate Park campsite. State Park. Sorry, Skate Park sounds way cooler. State Park campsite. I was trying to say state and camp at the same time. Deputies on routine patrol in the area were dispatched. There was a verbal disturbance, possible battery. When the deputy arrived, he found the victim very shaken up. She had spots of blood on her hands, arms, and legs. She was in an argument with Barr, said they were drinking. They had been drinking, and she woke him up. She pointed to the back of her head. It was just very bloody. And they requested emergency medical services. And she told deputies that Barr hit her with a stump. And he said that, you know, she woke him up to go to the bathroom because she broke the zipper on the tent they were sleeping in. And he goes, it messed the tent up to where it began to break down and collapse. So he got mad and hit her head into a tree. Well, if he was tired before, he's going to be tired now because now he's not going to have time to sleep. He's going to be taken into custody. A video showed a flight school student. He wanted to, he got angry when he showed up at the Treasure Coast flight training to take his first solo flight. And he was told no. So he went to rage and broke the main engine throttles in 10 different airplanes. That makes me never want to fly in any plane that this guy would ever pilot ever. Another Florida man was accused of hiding drugs in his candy stash. Milky weed. No, that's not just in time for Halloween. He was trying to hide his drugs in his candy. And he was got charged anyway with trafficking 28 grams plus of cocaine and all kinds of other stuff. And then he was a convicted felon. He had guns and all this stuff that he wasn't supposed to have. But he literally put it in candy wrappers. And deputies said there was literally an overwhelming smell of marijuana coming from the car. And then we saw this candy and it looked weird. Well, yeah, that'll do it. Our partners, a new film that is out. In fact, it's rated PG-13. And it dives into the phenomena of near-death experiences. It's a movie from Angel Studios, from the people who brought you The Sound of Freedom and The Chosen. It's a movie called After Death, and it explores the ultimate mystery of what happens from the perspective of people who have, you know, they've seen life after death. And they've come back. They've visited and studied the realm beyond. And the film uses first-person accounts, very careful research. But what's unprecedented is that they really get into the scientific knowledge in addition to philosophy. And they paint a fascinating picture of what these people have experienced in the next realm. It features experts in the field of science and philosophy and medicine. Everybody has unique insight into this phenomenon, and they're nationally known, very well-respected people. It hits theaters on October 27th, so get your tickets in advance. It's the film After Death. You can purchase your tickets online at angel.com/Dana. And you can also pay it forward, too. Where if you're not going to go, or maybe you're not going to go this weekend, you can still provide tickets for others to go and see. So leave your preconceptions at the door. Prepare for a never-before-seen glimpse into what the next life could entail in After Death. It opens October 27th. Get your tickets today or pay it forward. Visit angel.com/Dana. That's angel.com/Dana. After Death, the end is only the beginning. Rated PG-13. Have you guys seen the video of this hockey player who was basically kicked in the neck by a guy's skate and it cut his throat open and he bled out and he later died from the wounds? This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And the more I watch this video, the more I'm just shocked at this. Now, it has this... I'm pulling this up for bear with me for a moment because I have the video up that I wanted to. I don't necessarily want to show the video on the simulcast because it is of a guy who's being killed, but Adam Johnson was on the ice and he gets he's like kicked in the neck. I mean, this is, you can't tell me that this wasn't intentional. Whether the guy intended to slit his throat with his ice skate, I mean, that would have to be very, you know, that might be a chance, but you can't tell me that the guy didn't throw his leg out there not knowing, because he didn't. I understand. I've seen people when they're, you know, watching hockey, grew up in, you know, St. Louis, you have St. Louis Blues, you watch hockey. I've seen people, you know, throw their leg out to take the other guy down, and it's always low. This guy legit, like he was doing an arabesque ballet move, kicks his leg up in the air all the way up. This wasn't him trying to regain his balance. When I'm looking at it, this guy, I mean, I think that should be a manslaughter charge. The guy who kicked him. Kane and I were talking about this. I mean, it's not kickboxing, it's hockey. And this is awful. Oh my gosh, and the guy was, he was bleeding out all on the ice. It was horrific. Horrific. And they keep saying that it's a freak accident. I don't think it was an act. I mean, that did the other player want him to intentionally die? I don't think he did. But that doesn't mean that it can't be a manslaughter charge. I mean, this is wild. Just absolutely wild. This guy, Johnson, had played for Pittsburgh Penguins for 2 seasons. He was playing with an elite hockey league on Saturday when it happened. And he was 29 years old. And it was cut by a skate blade. This is, I mean, it is, ugh. And apparently his girlfriend ran out on the ice to pray by him. And they just keep saying that it was a freak accident. It doesn't look like a freak accident. I mean, I don't know. And apparently the guy who was responsible, everybody's being really careful, like not to, I was pulling up his name. He apparently has a history of, you know, he's kind of a belligerent player. I don't know. Kane, I mean, to me, it looks like it's manslaughter.
Yeah, I mean, there is a legal argument for that. I just look at it as he was trying to check one of those forwards that looked like it was skating a little too fast for him. So he was going after the second forward who's carrying the puck just past the blue line. And by trying to do that, he lost his balance, his leg went up, and there it is. So it could go either way. You're justified in saying there should be manslaughter charges, but there's also justification to say this was an accident. So I don't know.
I mean, it's I don't know how. I mean, like I said, the video, I don't want to show the video on the simulcast, but it's, I mean, it is absolutely brutal. But when you watch it, it's so hard to think that just because, you know, his legs up went up so high. I don't know. It looks bad. Didn't they, Lorraine had said that had happened before, like back in the 90s. I know that they suggest, what is it, like neck protection of some sort, but it's not mandated. I mean, it is incredibly rare. Yeah, it's incredibly rare that somebody is a moron and sticks their leg up like that. I mean, it looked intentional. It looked like the guy was intentionally trying to hurt him. There's a difference between he's trying to hurt him and then trying to cut his head off. But yeah, I mean, I keep seeing this, and I mean, he stuck his leg out like he's going to on purpose. That was not an accident. He was not. Just so sad. It's sad that the guy's mom, his parents saw this, like his whole family saw it. He's 29 years old. So police said that they're investigating. So they're apparently investigating this, and we'll see what happened. Keltec, the sub 2K, great Florida company. A longtime fan of their designs. And for everybody out there who hikes and goes out and touches grass, you know, like you should, the Keltec sub 2K, this is the carbine that's been filling that pistol caliber carbine gap. You got options for several popular magazines with this. So it's a fold in half sub 2K, and it takes Glock, Smith & Wesson 6 hour. It's a lot easier to take with you. because you have, I mean, because it can take so much. I mean, you can just take take so much less along. I'm trying to think. If you're packing stuff, you just want to have a backpack, lightweight, easy to control, but you got the velocity that translates to power down range because that 16-inch barrel. And then you can have, you know, it accepts the options for all the several, the popular magazines that it takes. Right now, until March of next year, so that's March of 2024. I'm blown away because it just now hit me that we are winding down 23. Keltec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased sub 2K from a licensed dealer. So you buy a sub 2K and you get $100. And this is one of my favorites. I mean, you can do a 9mm 40 cal. It really picks up where handguns leave off and folded, and it tucks away. Really nice when you got limited space, but it's really easy to deploy when time is of the essence. It's light, it's compact, it's effective. It is the sub 2K. Learn more about the sub 2K and that $100 rebate program. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KELTEC, KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Tuberville says, yeah, he's going to keep on blocking the military promotions. Doesn't matter what else happens, so long as Democrats want to politicize everything and try to shove in, you know, the unnecessary trans surgery funded by taxpayers and taxpayer-funded abortion on demand as birth control. He told that to CNN. Good. He goes, so if they want to, they'd rather burn down the Senate than negotiate, is what he said. Good for him. Hold your ground, dude. Hold your ground. It's apparently also, let's see, for the second Halloween in a row, U.S. candy inflation has hit double digits. Now, wait. What candy is it, though? Is it like all candy? Is it the good stuff? Is it just the junky stuff? Because some candy is better than other candy. Not all candy is equal. So, of course, there has been an increase in candy prices for the second Halloween in a row. What is like, they said that, I think it's a lot of chocolate because cocoa prices are high. They said they're at 44-year highs after heavy rains in West Africa. Literally, Toto just blasted into my head right as I said the sentence. Caused limited production in the season that began last fall. Now El Nino. Those conditions are making the region drier, and they said there's not going to be any relief in sight. I don't care how expensive chocolate will get. I will literally only eat that if I can't afford anything else because it is too good. It's too good. Okay, so how old is it? How old is too old to trick or treat? I feel like we got to talk about this. How old is too old? There's a piece over at a website that I hate where they are saying that, you know, if you're old, look, if you're an older, I think once you're out of high school, you're too damn old. Because then you're just a welfare recipient. You're just a grown ass adult begging for food. So stop. It's weird. But if you're in school, that's fine. But I think the moment that you get become a freshman in high school, you better come with a joke or something. You better come prepared. You better be in a costume. If you're an older teenager, you're a senior in high school and you're just coming out with a pillowcase and you're not even dressing up. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm, no, we're not doing that. Then you better be giving me something like you're a serial killer or you can do what I did when I was in high school. And it was just because I was pretentious and annoying, not because I was, you know, broke, but it was because I went as a feeling. Yeah, that was horrible. Anyway, let's see. Also, moving down the line, LAPD's YouTube channel was suspended for posting violent content. Well, it is LAPD. They had their YouTube channel suspended. I didn't know they had one, but they had a video of a violent assault that occurred in Venice, California, late September. They said the account had been suspended. They posted video of a brutal attack, and they said they appealed the suspension. They were denied, but it showed they were asking for people's help in identifying the people involved. And I mean, I think that's kind of important to be able to, if you're relying on the public's help, and YouTube's like, no, we're just going to make it impossible for you to. Come on. I think the algorithms are just ridiculous. Let's see. And a couple of others here. I don't really care about this Indonesia road story. Worst October stocks in 5 years have investors exiting the market. Yeah, it's bad. Really bad. And then last but not least, the Chinese parent of a U.S. battery maker has business ties with a blacklisted CCP paramilitary group. Yeah, it's a Daily Caller piece. We're going to talk about this and more coming up. Stick with us.
You heard that right. The Bible doesn't just inform his worldview. It is his worldview.
In fact, during his first speech in his new job, Johnson suggested that his election as speaker was an act of God. Talk about a bit of a humble brag there. So what exactly has God apparently called on Mike Johnson to do? Well, his views on policy are essentially what you'd expect from a religious fundamentalist. They're more divisive than they are divine.
Teleprompters are hard. Fundamentalist. She is so dry. It hurts. I can't wrap my mind around her approach here. She's shocked that he's a Christian. Can you believe it? He actually believes in the Bible. I'm going to lean forward. And why is that so shocking? Why is that so shocking to people? Good grief. They got mad because what he prayed on the floor with some other Republican lawmakers last week after he won speakership, and everyone freaked out. Have they not seen prayer before? What did they think? Wait, why are those people coming together and they're forming a circle? Are they going to play a hacky sack? What's happening? I don't see a hacky sack. What is it? Oh my gosh, they're bowing their heads and they're placing hands on each other's shoulders. Are they having it's a football huddle, right? They're talking about the Lord. Is this a prayer? Is this praying? Maybe if you guys weren't such heathens, you'd recognize it and you wouldn't be so freaked out. Just saying. Good heavens. How weird. I mean, has there not been prayer like that on the floor in a while? Is that why they're all freaking out?
Probably.
Jen Psaki, though, in MSNBC, that clip, that was just painful. I mean, it doesn't just inform his worldview. It is his worldview. Fundamentalist. Oh, wow. Okay. Teleprompters are hard, not just for Joe Biden, apparently. Today in Stupidity, Kane.
Well, it's Biden's State Department spokesman, Matt Miller. All right. So he's expecting refugees from this Israel and Hamas conflict, but also Palestinian land. Is that a real thing? Is Palestinian land a real thing? Well, Matt Miller thinks it is. Listen to this.
We have had to make clear when you have regional instability like we have here, we have to make reasonable planning expectations for the possibility of refugees. But we have made quite clear that our position is that Palestinians deserve the right to stay on Palestinian land.
What is Palestinian land? That doesn't exist.
Good question.
There's no such thing as Palestinian land. Yeah. There's no such country as Palestine that's existed throughout history. There's no such people as Palestinians. This is all just like a new thing. They're trying to go back from, again, a nickname that Hadrian spitefully gave land that after quelling the second Judean uprising to further disassociate Jewish people from their land. And Yasser Arafat made this whole thing a phenomenon. But it's not supported by antiquity. It's fake, like assault weapons. Have a great night. Back with you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.